Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi.
My name is Wade Randall.
It's going to be one of these, huh? It's going to be one of these.
Did you bring your headphones?
Rob, you need headphones on Zoom calls. Have you just been letting it echo for every meeting that you've had the last 2 years?
You know, I haven't had any complaints ever, but it does not surprise me that you're the first person to complain about something I've done.
It's not a complaint. It's
that's
a
your
necessity.
Brand.
It's a necessity.
It's a necessity to complain.
Unplug your headphones. Randolph unplug experience. Your headphones, and we'll talk for a little bit. And it's just so that the listeners will know, like how echoey it is.
Don't shame me. Don't shame me. This is my fucking network.
You started it.
It's Rob Home Video. It's not Wade Home Watch.
Yeah, but it's Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie.
Okay, all right. You're right.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, this is new. Tune in Monday nights, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. Willie and I hang out and brainstorm ideas for our upcoming narrative podcast, Pair Abnormal. That's fun. It's usually around 8 on Mondays. And then Willie plays games on Thursdays. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. He's already been fucking annoying me. It's our benefactors. Well, we don't get paid.
No.
So I don't know what you are to us, except for our dear friend.
Picture the network that you're on as my house and you're a guest.
Okay, but...
and I'm allowing you... in.
But we're doing our show in which you're a guest. So it's
kind of like a...
it's an Ouroboros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to one of your rooms.
Welcome. You're looking at yourself holding a mirror up to a Xerox machine. We're pointing the camera at a TV with the input into the TV, and you kind of like...
yeah. That's one of my favorite things. It's cool.
I'm sorry, Wade. I ruined your show.
I was just trying to introduce you.
Do you do pull-ups in that pull-up bar? Can we see a couple pull-ups at the end of the show? Let's get it going.
I can't do them anymore. I gained weight. Now I can't lift my own weight.
I can't do anything.
Pull-ups are the hardest fucking things. And there's no way to really train for it. They say you can jump up and then let yourself down gradually, but that doesn't work. Athletic people who
Willie,
don't remember
do,
what it's like.
Can you do a pull-up?
I know I can do one. The last job I had, I was like, I got to get back into shape. And there was this weird metal bar that I'd like try to do one at. And be like, I'll do one every day. And then that went away.
Do you remember maybe this is before your time, because I'm like, what, 12 years older than both of you combined? So if there was like a PSA that would come on in the afternoon about like the American health or whatever, and just like, do you know that there are some children that can't even do one pull-up? And that shamed me so much, because when we would do gym in like grade school, we'd have to try to do a pull-up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And there would be people just like, not to be sexist, but there were girls that were doing you. And then I would do it and I would be like, and they're like, oh, fucking Schramm, can't fucking do it. Oh,
just
shit.
Shaking. All
and I'd just
shaking.
Be like almost crying, and then just like come home and mom would be like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I want to fucking die. I want to be dead. I hate everyone. I want to shoot everyone in school. I want to get a gun and shoot everyone in school.
You're from the right state to do that, right? I mean, you get a gun pretty easily. I remember we had the presidential fitness test in middle school. They never made us try to do pull-ups in grade school, but in middle school, none of us could do it. There was like one rock climbing kid who did like fucking 50.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were just like one, maybe two, man.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's in my head of like being sad about pull-ups. Pull-ups are like... that's a sore spot. And then also, and at the gym in my neighborhood, there's like, it's all these fucking teenagers like come in and they start doing a shit. And I'm like going, you're not paying for this. This is my, My HOA, motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. If I'm going to try to do a pull-up, I'm not going to do it in front of like a bunch of 17-year-olds and have
fucking
them go,
cool teens, man.
Fucking
shit, look what cool we got teens. Here.
No, cool look teens. At this. They start pushing me around, and I'm like, ooh, and
what's
I come
up, you
home.
Skinny bald fuck. You can't even do one
piece
pull-up.
Of shit. Where are your headphones, asshole? Haven't you ever been on a Zoom podcast before, you fucking idiot? You fucking jerk.
It's true. I bullied you pretty hard before we started recording.
You've always bullied me. You've always bullied me into submission, into the corner.
Well, let's bully you a bit further.
Okay. All right.
By doing the WOW scale. The WOW scale stands for Waiter Willie.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willie?
It's five question quiz, and at the end of the quiz, I will give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a
Wade.
What's
this show called?
If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. It's called Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW scale?
Yes.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, yes.
Whoa, shit. Okay. Ghosts.
Here's the thing. This is my overcomplicated answer. Ghosts as we know it, like in TV and movies and stuff.
No.
Did you hear that?
You're wrong. The ghost is telling you that you are
okay.
Wrong.
So the ghosts as we know it, I don't believe like, Uncle Roger is like hanging out and
sure.
Watching me jerk off and brushing my teeth and stuff like that, you know, and he's just sitting in the corner going, how do I get to heaven? Oh my God, this sucks.
What am I doing here?
What if somebody, I've been
me.
Wearing the same outfits. That's the outfit that I got shot in. It's got, I don't like his. Please.
What about a movie called Ghost B.O.? And it's just a ghost who, he can't shout. Hour.
Yeah. Ghost be But I do believe that energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if your energy in your body, like especially if it's a person that has like the same pattern every day, you know, getting up, going here, whatever like that, like when you die, that energy might, you know, kind of exist a little bit.
Yeah, like a residual energy or like an energy echo or something like that.
So when people go, oh, I feel like grandma is still here. I believe like that, you know, she's watching over me. And I would be like, well, you know, in a sense, yes, she is, you know. So that way, I think ghosts might exist, you know, but I think it's not the personality. I think it's the energy that is grown into a habit or whatever, or it's just
and in some way that energy might be connected to your energy too. Zip.
Exactly, yeah, because I do believe in like law of attraction, you know. I do believe like every person is in like a different frequency and we're constantly like shifting through the radio stations of life, you know, of realities, you know, like, you know, how come yesterday was so kick-ass and today sucks? It's you got out of alignment with the universe, I think. And so I think ghosts can kind of be like, you might be picking on a different version of yourself or something like that. I mean, these are big kind of sci-fi ideas that I...
Yeah.
I think like, the world is a lot more sophisticated than I am, so why not?
I saw this recently and it kind of blew my mind where it's like, it's not the law of attraction, you're not attracting things to you. You be your best self and then everything else that is in tune with what you're putting out there is resonating with you.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like,
frequency.
That's fucking rad.
Match the frequency of the reality you want and you can't help but get it. You know, everything is energy and that's it. You know, so I think energy could be controlled, you know, in a certain way. I've gone completely off tangent, but I love talking about this kind of stuff. Willie, you might know about it. Do you know about the stone tapes? Have you ever heard about the stone tapes?
Oh, is that where you smoke a J?
No, they sound familiar, but I can't.
It actually, you know, I think it's a theory, but it was like the stone tapes is actually a British like television movie from the 70s, I believe, like that. It was working off of the idea that I'm going to get this wrong, and hopefully somebody online will correct me.
People online usually don't do that.
The thing about the internet is so great is there's always somebody there to help by correcting you.
Yeah,
so,
it's all free thought. There's no wrong answers.
Yeah, no, and it's always very, very tactful, too. I believe the stone tapes are the idea that stone can record information. The way we record like audio on tapes or you know, audio files or records, even, you know, the same way you can record stuff onto stone. So it's the idea that, you know, if there's like a spooky old castle, that for some reason this energy got recorded into the stone. And so that's another form of ghosts. You're not watching, you're not experiencing like a ghost, but you're watching a recording of something happened, because it might be something that was either done by what possibly might be magic or what would be described as magic back then, or aliens, or who knows, you know, it's something, or maybe some natural phenomenon that just kind of happened, you know. I mean, like somebody.
It's a great parallel to VHS tape recording that uses magnetic, because these rocks and crystals do have magnetic properties. It's pretty cool,
and I love the idea of it. Is like the explanation for the spooky old haunted castle is because the stone that it's made out of actually recorded something from the past, and you're not watching a ghost, but you're watching basically a videotape of what happened back then. And
right,
it's kind of cool.
It's cool, but it sucks too, because then you'll get the wrong stone, and it'll just be like people hanging out.
Yeah.
And you're like,
some guy, or you get the stone where it was like, you know, from, you know, 9:30 p.m. till like
it's just nothing.
5:30. It's just like I'm watching a dead guy sleep. I mean, like I could. It's basically watching a dead person.
It would be fun watching people like get food poisoning from that time, like because they don't know how to cook their food correctly or whatever.
I like a good piece of red chicken meat that's been sitting out on the sun in the dirt for a couple of days. You know, it's
you're
green.
Like, no, don't do it.
If it's green, it means it's closer to vegetables. And I heard tell that vegetables are actually healthy.
Stupid side story. I had a friend who, his friend's mom grew up on a farm, you know, old school, not connected to technology. He went over to her house to cook, and to eat. And she cooked the chicken in the microwave, which does not cook chicken.
No. No.
Have you ever been to your friend's house and the chicken tastes like whoa?
Have you ever been to a house and the food is just no good?
All right, question number three, Bigfoot.
No.
All right.
I think we would have found a dead Bigfoot by now. You know, I think there was so much, especially in the 70s, there was so much, God, I hope there's something else out here, because we hate the world as it is. I think that's a lot.
It can't just be us. We suck so much.
There's Vietnam. There's Jimmy Carter. Oh, my God. I got some fucking, you know, hostages in Iran. Somebody come down and fix this shit.
Yeah.
Close Encounters, fix this shit. I think also in the 70s, everybody had a TV. It was like the first time everybody was kind of like, okay, we're kind of in the future, right? Right. I guess we're in the future now. Computers, whatever, you know. So it felt like, and we went to the moon, right? We felt like we ran out of stuff to discover. Like,
yeah,
there wasn't like another continent that we could go to or whatever. So we started looking in patches of places like, well, before, or especially Native American stuff. And I think that's Sasquatch and all that happened because, and I do think it was because of, that was also when we were starting to go, maybe we weren't friends with the Indians when the Pilgrims came and created Thanksgiving. Maybe we just kind of took everything. Maybe they weren't happy about it. I mean, maybe Columbus was an asshole or shit, or, you know, and I think there was a lot of residual guilt from young people, and it was mixed with like the hope of there's got to be something else out there.
It's like me right now, man. I desperately need aliens to come here.
Yeah.
And just
I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
I don't care if they're mean or good. I would take either.
I think
I don't like this.
I don't like this, and I think that the world doesn't like this, and I think that's why we're obsessed with nostalgia. I think that's why alien stuff is coming back into like, oh, maybe the Senate talk about not human. Maybe something. Oh, cross your fingers, you know. But it's not going to solve any problems. Aliens are not going to solve any problems.
Oh, it's going to cause a lot more problems unless they're like, here's the cure to cancer.
They won't do that.
They won't
do that. If aliens are more sophisticated than us, here's the proof that aliens, if they're more sophisticated than us, they're either going to eat us or they're going to enslave us. There's not. Maybe there'll be a small group of them that go, no, maybe we should keep them as pets, or we got to give them a little can, you know. But they're not going to. Why would they come in and go, dude, we traveled so many light years. Can we clean up your garbage for you? Can we scrape your asshole of all the cancer?
What else is bothering you?
But there could something be like else missionaries. I can help you with? What if they have a religion and they're just trying to recruit us? And they're like, we'll give you the cure for cancer, but you have to believe in Xenon now.
Yeah, Xenon, you know.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, I don't care.
They're not going to look like us. And we hate anything that does not look like us.
Yeah,
we don't even like people who are a slightly different color than us.
Right.
Question 4, psychics.
I think that comes to vibration. I think people can pick up on if somebody is out of alignment or not, because I feel like we're all kind of like these lightning rods that are walking around.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, Einstein said that the greatest thing the human mind can do is imagine. And I think that's how you get into alignment, is when you're imagining or manifesting. I just want to feel good right now. Or the reason I know this, I feel like this works, is because when you do the opposite, more bad stuff happens. The reason I think the world is kind of falling apart right now is because people are kind of, as a human race, are doom scrolling. We're seeking out bad news constantly.
Yeah, I
constantly
agree with that.
We're always like refreshing our phones.
It's an addiction.
We're addicted to bad news, and you go, oh shit, oh my God, I better write something about this, and we spread the virus.
We're perpetuating negativity.
Yeah, and so you have billions of lightning rods that are feeling bad walking around right now, and it's just kind of making things worse, you know? And I mean, it's very hippie of me to go, like, if we all would just kind of relax and not think bad thoughts all the time.
You're not wrong. I mean, everybody has that friend who it just seems like they have bad luck constantly, right? And it's like, what's the answer for that outside of like, it's your attitude, man. It kind of has to be like you're a negative person, and like negative things happen to you. So.
Yeah. And then when you start hanging out with that negative person, it kind of rubs off on you.
So psychics, though, you believe in energy.
I think a person, there are certain people, you know, I think Kate is one of them, you know, to a small degree, that can pick up on like you're out of alignment or you're in alignment. And I think people, you know, can throw out, you're in alignment. Good things are going to start happening to you. What do you want to have happen to you? Oh, I want to beat the man of my dreams. I want $1 million. Okay, well, you know, you just keep, you know, whatever. I don't know. I think that's when making predictions, that's when I think it gets a little bogus. But
that was my next question.
I think if somebody goes, you've got a good vibe going on, whatever you're doing, keep it up. You know,
I'm gonna give you a no for that, because I think at the heart of the question, it's like, you know, future telling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This one I'm really curious about, because you've never answered this one before. Do you believe that we live in a simulation?
More and more every day. And it's not like, ooh, I was thinking about pasta and then Instagram, you know, had pasta. You know, it's not like that. But it's weird how my picture that came up, the Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Willy Wonka, the t-shirt that I did on Straw Home Video, the Willy Wonka werewolf hunter.
Here, and I find that on TeePublic?
You would find that on TeePublic, yeah. So that was an idea that I had for years because I thought, oh, I would like to do a Willy Wonka movie where he fights werewolves because chocolate kills dogs. I think it's kind of like perfect. So, you know, and I've been kind of doing it. And then one day I was like, I'm just going to make the poster of it so I can kind of manifest it into it. And then I did the poster of it and then it sat around and doing anything. And then I put it on TeePublic and t-shirt sold or whatever. The minute that I put it out into the world, the Wonka movie, it was like in the same week. It was like the Wonka movie was announced with Timothy Chalamet or whatever. And then
the upcoming one.
The upcoming one. It was like that was announced. I was watching a documentary that like they started talking about Willy Wonka. RuPaul's Drag Race had a Willy Wonka golden ticket thing go. It was all like within the span of like 3 days that I was like, why is now Willy Wonka in the world? And I'm not saying I spearheaded it. I think
you were a part of that.
I was a part of feeling like that thing going on. And then all of a sudden Gene Wilder was like popping up all over the place for the first time in a long time. Now this was an idea that I had for years. I just sat down and did it. And then it came and then I put it out there on TeePublic, which the internet and people responded to it and whatever. But then there's just like the kind of Willy Wonka floodgates hope. And that happens every once in a while. And I think, especially in entertainment, like people go, how come there's so many of these movies that are coming out now, right now, that are connected with different things? Why are people into this kind of stuff? And it's like, oh, they must be ripping each other off. But you guys know as well as I do, it takes years to develop something. Yeah, yeah. It's not like, oh, okay, Armageddon came out. And then 3 weeks later, Deep Impact came out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, I think people kind of hit on a vibration and it happens. So the other thing that's making me think about simulation a lot is the AI stuff that is coming out that makes me go, because you look at like the AI, like fake commercials, like, oh, I fit in all these Pizza Hut commercials into AI and I told it to make a new one. And like the imagery that comes up with people, like kind of their faces are morphing and then they're eating the pizza. And then all of a sudden the pizza grows a mouth and starts chewing on something. You know, it's just like if I watch too much of it or if I'm scanning through Midjourney or looking at things like that, you know, and then I close my laptop and I walk around it. You start kind of feeling the facade peel away.
Really?
You know?
That's interesting.
It's just, I think it either that stuff affects your mind or it's breaking something in your mind or reminding you something.
In the same way, it's weird to me that only dreams and AI can't figure out numbers and letters.
If you recorded your dreams, it would look like what AI looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how you're you know, how the morphing from one thing into another happens so much in my dreams, especially
totally.
Point of view. It's like, how many times have you had a dream where it's like, I was having a dream where I was watching a movie on TV and then I was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to me a lot. And I think.
Or just characters change. It can be your mom one second and then like, you know, the president or something.
Yeah. It's just, I think AI and your brain work identically. I think they really do because your brain, because what does AI do? It's like, oh, I've got all of the internet to go through. And somebody says, I want to see a green rabbit. So it goes through anything that looks like a rabbit and makes it green. And also one of the prompts was make it happy. And so, okay, what is happy? I'm a computer. I don't understand what happy is. So I'll put a smile on it, I guess. And, you know, it's jumping up and down and things like, I think your brain does that because when you're dreaming, you've got like, you go to sleep and you've got all this unfinished business and anxiety, mostly anxiety. And it's your brain like going, well, the consciousness is asleep and I've got all this anxiety. What do I do with it? What yeah, opens up the drawer and goes, oh, okay, fifth grade English teacher was a jerk that one day, so we'll use her face and then we'll put that on the barking dog's body that scared you when you were 12. And okay, let's I guess, but we'll put it in this amalgam of a house over every house you've ever seen. Your dreams are probably AI, you know, right. Like artificial intelligence. I mean, I think artificial intelligence and your dreams are identical. And I think when somebody has lucid dreamings, a person who can control their dreams is just somebody who's just like a really good prompt chef, you know, with with AI.
You're definitely consistent. Like every answer sort of led to the next answer. I'm going to call you like a two, maybe like a 2.5 out of 0 to 5. So you're kind of like right there in the middle.
Right.
All right. You're excited to talk about this topic. So let's get to it. Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, A Bottomless Pit, Mel's Hole. This is a truly mysterious hole that was probably one of the most famous coast-to-coast situations ever. This hole doesn't have a bottom. People have been throwing trash into this hole for decades. And when it was revealed on coast-to-coast, that's when the military basically took the hole. Some ideas, a dimensional portal, an entrance to the hollow earth, a natural time machine. What is this mysterious hole? Can we figure it out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi?
I'm fascinated with this topic, not because of the funny name. Right. I was about to say, I'm fascinated with Mel's hole. But no, but I've discovered it, you know, many, many years ago, like on YouTube, going through like the deep dive. But I do notice that in a lot of like pop culture, the idea of the bottomless pit that possibly goes to either another dimension or hell has existed for a while. I mean, like the Amityville Horror, you know, they have like the well that goes nowhere. There's there's a bunch of tales of like, oh, yeah. There's like this hole that, you know, you could throw a refrigerator down it and you would never hear it hit the bottom. Or, you know, we would take dead animals and throw them down there. And then, you know, a couple of days later, you would see them running around, you know, like that kind of stuff. I find fascinating. And I think I said this before we started recording, but I'm here for education. I want to know more about it because the idea of a bottomless hole with supernatural or science fictional properties is pretty cool. Interesting.
So Wade doesn't know. The audience may not know. I'll do a quick recap of what this is. In 1997, this dude, Mel Waters, called into he sent a fax to Coast to Coast. And he was just trying to figure out, what's the deepest hole that you've had? Because there's one on my property. And so Art Bell ended up calling him. And so this guy basically has this hole. People have been throwing shit in there for decades. He's owned the property for 4 years, previous owner 40 years, and he tried to figure out the bottom, how deep it was. He ended up putting 80,000 feet of fishing line into the hole and never hit the bottom. He's dropped a refrigerator. People have dropped dead cows. People have dropped all kinds of shit. And one of the famous stories from the neighborhood was somebody threw his dog in there because he was dead. Couple days later, he saw his dog in the woods, had the tag and the collar. Dog didn't recognize him, didn't listen to him. So and then so days, if not a day after this show aired on Coast to Coast, he goes home and it is blocked off by military. They're not letting him on his property. They say a plane crash and he can't have access to his property. And he didn't recognize them. He was in the army for a long time and he didn't recognize what military they were. They had all these yellow vehicles out there. Then he goes on Coast to Coast again. And I don't know, some of the details are this thing's 80,000 feet deep. He thinks the deepest trench on earth is the Mariana Trench. That's about 36,000 feet. So this thing's about 15 miles, right?
He's got 15 miles of fishing line.
Yeah. Because he would buy them in like he worked it out. He would buy them in like 5,000.
What? So what, he would tie one to the next? Or,
yeah.
I mean, like, okay, yeah. It's what, like, what? He doesn't go to the store and goes, you know, give me 8 miles of fishing line.
Yeah, he was.
And then somebody goes, oh, that's on the top shelf. Let me get the ladder.
We got to get the muscle man. And we got a muscle man in bag. It's too heavy. But what was the thing that he would do to the end of the line? Like, how would he know? Because when it's that long, you would never know that there's like slack. Or
he had a 1 pound lead weight on it, and then he added a pack of lifesavers at first because he wanted to know if there was water in there, and the lifesavers would dissolve. So we just set it down there, come back a couple days later, pulled it up. Lifesavers weren't dissolved. Then he just kept going, and that was about 30,000 feet.
Wasn't there like, and you might be getting to this, so forgive me. Wasn't there like a cone of black light that would come out that you could see during the day? Like it's like, like not black light, like peace, man, you know, like, but like it was like a negative of a spotlight. It was just like, so you could see it during the day coming out of it.
After the second time he was on the show, there were helicopters over the place, and they had put up concrete barriers so we couldn't get back there anymore. But a lot of the neighbors, because he went and interviewed everybody afterwards, be like, what about this hole? You've been throwing your trash in here for years. Like, what do you know about this hole? A lot of the neighbors said that occasionally there would be this black beam coming out of it, straight into the sky, and it was darker than black. You know, not a black hole emanating out of it, but something so dark that they describe it as darker than black. Which, like,
do you think it's like the dark matter? Is that the thing that CERN is like kind of looking for, or whatever? What is that thing? Like the anti-atom, or what is that?
Well, I don't. They're not really looking for. They're all constantly trying to figure out what that is. You know. But
dark matter energy leaking in from another dimension.
I mean, so here's the thing, right? Well, so he came. Well, I'll say this real quick. He was offered money when he tried to get onto his property the first time. They said, hey, man, you can't come back here. We're going to do our thing. And just so you know, like if we found a drug lab on your property, you wouldn't own the property anymore. If they find drugs,
they were threatening him.
Yeah,
they were threatening him. It was like, yeah, we might find some cocaine in one of these trees, and go, what do we have here?
Yeah, but if you have a drug cocaine lab, they can seize your property.
Right.
So he did have a lab on his property because he was studying like Native American plant remedies and shit.
Right.
At any rate,
drugs.
He was supposed to be on the Coast to Coast again, and they never heard from him again. And then
he's gone. Mel is gone. Man.
Years later, he catches up, gets on the show. He says that they offered him like $500,000 a month to like perpetually own the lease to his property. And they let him go be a citizen in Australia, and they shipped him over there. They were paying him monthly to let them have the property.
Huh.
And so here's the other side stories that he revealed when he was on the Coast to Coast last time. First off, somebody else revealed that there's like 5 to 10 miles, one of the biggest military reserves is out there. So there's definitely like military testing going on really close to there.
I'm sorry, where is this?
Yeah, where is it?
This is Manistash, Washington. It's near Ellensburg, Washington. I don't know Washington too well.
Of the Seattle Washingtons?
Yeah.
Manistash. Okay.
Manistash, something like
Manistash.
That. He revealed
Manistash
later,
is what Mark Zuckerberg grows on his lip.
You fucking idiot.
The day that he missed the Coast to Coast recording, he was on a bus. There was an altercation on the bus. So another bus came up and they said, hey, we'll put you on this bus because, you know, let's just keep everybody moving. He woke up 12 days later in San Francisco, missing his back teeth, nothing on him. And then his wife had somehow ended up with the property because of some legal shit. Because
is the hole still there? Like, could we go to, I'm sure now it's like partitioned off and stuff, but like,
I thought it was hard to find.
Is only 9 feet wide. It's bottomless, but it's only 9 feet wide. So yes, it is hard to find. And they probably covered it up so you can't find it on any I mean, a 9-foot hole. I mean, that's like trying to find a car on Google Earth.
Right.
Which is possible, yeah. But.
But I know there was like a couple of YouTube videos where people were just trying to find the hole. Have you guys seen the back rooms?
Only know about it loosely through memes and stuff like that.
Okay, well, the back rooms, the series on YouTube is by Kanye Pixels, is brilliant. And it deals with a lot of stuff like this. The latest episode that came out deals with a bottomless pit that's in the middle of nowhere. And it's really well done. And I highly recommend it to anybody that's watching it. When is this coming out? Is this coming out Halloween
weekend?
This
will be Halloween. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so after you watch all the great stuff that I'm going to be doing all day long and all weekend long at TropHomeVideo.com, plug, go to YouTube and type in the Backroom series and watch it from start to finish. It is really well done, horrifying, very creepy. I think you'd like it, Willie. I think you'd be into it.
You sent it to me once and I started watching it and I was like, oh fuck, this is good. And then time just kind of went by. So I'm going to revisit
that. But since then, more episodes have come out. The mythology, the world building is great. It's probably one of the best things I've seen in a long time. So
is he 17 years old?
Yeah. It's kind of a drag.
Oh my God. I hate that. I hate that too.
I saw an interview with him and he seems like a pretty decent kid. You know, yeah. he probably spends more time in the computer than in sunlight. So
yeah.
Well, so let's get maybe he's got a chance. What we think this hole could be.
Well, I mean, if I think it's a hole from another universe, and that black light is dark matter leaking in. I mean, there's a lot of theories about like how come there's. I don't know the whole story about it, but I remember watching.
He
a
said
lot
there
of,
was no echo when he yelled into it. He's never heard a noise when he's dropped right. anything in there. And then some of the names
have they just sent a person into it?
No,
not as far as you know, right?
They might have, but I think I think there was a video I watched where I don't know some guy did a spirit, you know, out of body experience. Did you see this one, Willie?
No,
there's a guy. He said I had an out of body experience and I went inside there and I went and I got to the bottom.
Oh shit!
And there was somebody in there with me and I was like, get out. You got to get out. But I don't know. That kind of is that
like
I wouldn't consider that proof.
Right.
It's a guy.
Well, it's the same as this guy who just went on Art Bell or whatever. And
right.
But the
concept of the bottomless pit has existed before Mel's Hole, I believe.
Yeah.
I feel like there has been
stories
like in mythology and just in urban folklore and. The term bottomless pit exists, you know, in popular culture. So I think there's things like that out there. And some of them probably just go really, really deep. And some of them, you know.
At some point, if there is a hole that goes into the mantle, wouldn't that not be spewing out heat constantly?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But according to this, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. And also, so a couple of the other paranormal things around the hole, animals didn't want to go near it. And then if you held a radio up near it, you could tune in to, he didn't realize this until one day when they said the date, because they don't say the date too often during baseball games. He was listening to a baseball game and found out it was from 1963.
Yeah, that's what makes me feel like it's dark matter, you know. I mean, I think it's some kind of gateway or whatever. I feel like
does that mean though that the key to time travel is dark matter?
Well, there could be some just weird strong energies of the earth that like meet up there, you know. Well, like it could be a natural, yeah. Some people think it's a naturally occurring time machine.
If it's just audio, I mean, those radio frequencies are bouncing off of everything, yeah. Like forever. I mean, like it wasn't like I looked down there and I saw a baseball game from 1935, right. You know, he heard a radio.
But
thing.
one of the side things was he found some coins that had a B marking on them. So it was like a dime that had a B. And so the mint mark on it, there's no B. You know, there's Pennsylvania, Denver.
Oh, wait.
And,
so you mean he found like American dimes, but instead of like the mints, it was a B, and there's no mint in any B town.
Yeah. And so when he was taken on the bus, he made a belt buckle out of that metal, and they took his belt buckle. And it might be, I think, because what if that metal was from another dimension, another time, another something,
parallel.
Some kind
parallel.
Of proof. Yeah.
I think it's parallel universe. It's
well,
close,
but
not quite.
Here's my question about that. So if it's a parallel universe, do you guys think if you jumped into it, you would die or you would land in a parallel universe? Because no one's jumping up through it, right?
No.
That we know.
Here's what I think. I think the coins are not, I don't think the hole is necessarily a gateway to another universe, but I think like in another universe, there's a hole and this is some of the shit they threw into it. That's why you see, oh, I threw a dead dog into this hole. And then a live dog came out. Well, in that universe, the dog didn't die.
Ooh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I threw a living dog in there. So it's close, but not quite.
So it's more like kind of an interdimensional trampoline where like,
I think it's an anomaly that's not supposed to be there. It's like a time bandit's hole. You know, the universe has got holes in it. That's scientifically proven that the universe has holes in it that stuff leaks in and stuff leaks out. Gravity leaks in from another universe. People have been talking about that. It's not a gateway to another universe, but it is. It's like an opening.
Yeah, it's not like you can walk through it and go somewhere. It's just like radio stations converging. It's like in between two radio stations.
So if you jumped in there, you would probably be in like, you know, whatever, like some Jordan Peele, like shit. Now I'm floating around or whatever like that, and you would just be another piece of garbage. That if you were lucky enough to get close to another hole. I'm sure it's like big, infinite or whatever. And there's probably each hole would probably go into another universe. And maybe you would come out into another parallel dimension. But if that happens, then you're maybe a dead version of you. That would be really interesting. It's like somebody jumps in, but a body comes out, but it's dead. But it's like, it's Willy, but he's wearing a hat that says AL.
Or if you threw a dead body in there, you know, and then like a live one came out.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, well, we're going through the same motions, but it's a little off, you know.
It's still mystical in a way, though, because it's like the way that my brain works, it's like one to one, right? And this is wrong, but like, it seems to me that a parallel dimension would have to do the exact same thing you're doing. And maybe it would. Like if you threw your dead wife into this hole and then like your mirror dimension, like the wife just like jumped in there or something. I don't know. I mean, that's just where my brain goes. But that, because I'm wondering how does, like we, like Rob, you said like energy doesn't die, right? Right. So what does that mean when it comes to throwing energy into it and then like getting it back? But
there's got to, something else has got to come out, you know, because it doesn't, you're not, because if it is going into another universe, it's going to,
it has
taking,
to suck.
That would be like, oh my God, that would be earth shattering for the first time in the history of this universe, a piece of energy.
Yeah.
Left it.
He also was saying that some of the items around the property, around the hole, had unique things about them. So I don't think the belt buckle wasn't made out of the coins, but the metal from his belt buckle was found around the hole. Right. So it's kind of like you were saying that stones that can be charged with energy, metal.
Yeah.
Can be charged, and here we have something that has too much energy. So anything around there has got properties that, like, you can like find.
That'd be a great story. Yeah, that'd be really.
That's what I keep thinking. I keep thinking, yeah, like, what is the narrative of this? You know, like,
you know, like if somebody's like, "Oh, I killed my neighbor, and I want to get rid of the body. I'll throw it in there," and then like 2 days later, the person's walking around, but they're wearing a green shirt instead of a red shirt, and you're like, "Hello," and they go, "Hey, how you doing?" And then
Yeah,
I live on North Main Street. Don't you mean South Main Street at all? It's this weird dude walking around and keeps you know, driving on the wrong side of the road, and you're just like, what the fuck happened to Phil?
Why does he keep
fucking my wife?
And the guy who killed him knows not to do that. The guy who killed him thinks he's going crazy, right? Because
that would be a great good thing. That'd be a great guy. Hey, Phil, you're fucking my wife. I'm like, no, I see what happened. I fell through a hole from a parallel universe, and in my universe, I'm married to your wife.
What do you want me to do? Not fuck her?
I have to call NASA. Oh shit. I have to keep this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I didn't fuck his wife. Okay, fine. Yes, I fucked your wife. It'd be so much easier if you came from a parallel universe.
I mean, that's a great cover story. Yeah. We do a whole story that's just about parallel universes, and then it ends up that the guy was just faking so that he could fuck someone's wife.
I got off. Fuck you. Can't be tried again.
What? You don't understand. There was a flash of lightning, and all of a sudden, I came out of the hall. I was wearing a different shirt. You remember that shirt that was white, black? You know? And this shirt, obviously, is black, white. Wait a minute. You're on to something.
What's the opposite of blue?
Oh, so orange, of course. Look at my socks. They're blue. Right. I had orange socks on this morning. Wait a minute.
The next movie, he gets tried again, but in a parallel universe. So that's how it works.
Wait. But it's just, are you telling me you didn't fuck his wife in this universe? It's against the law to not
fuck somebody. Your assignment was to fuck his wife.
You're going to jail for 3 bananas. No. This is worse than death. Terrible. Bananas are battery acid. In this universe.
What else is fun about this hole?
Well, I would say that in the realm of Hollow Earth, like,
yeah,
I think that the entrances are in the same. Like, to me, Hollow Earth doesn't mean that there are inhabitants in the center of the earth. This is a portal to another land, and so it feels like a Hollow Earth, but it's just a portal.
So there's a portal in the center of the earth that takes them somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's where they said Hitler went. Hitler went into a bottomless. There's a bottomless pit in the North Pole or whatever.
No, in the south. Well, North Pole and South Pole. Because he went to Argentina and he was spotted in Argentina.
Okay, yeah. Okay, South Pole. Yeah.
And there was a.
But they were like thinking, like, wasn't there like a time capsule or whatever that they were trying to?
They found something in Germany called the fly swatter, and it's this round. Metal frame that
just like a fly swatter,
way too much energy being pumped into it. There's like tons.
They call
tons
it the tennis racket.
Yeah.
Some people think that because they had these drawings of this bell, that this bell disappeared.
Yeah,
and then later on, this like bell shaped UFO was found in Russia, and they think that the Germans that got into that bell went further into the future of time, and they were discovered.
Do you think that when Hitler went to a different dimension, do you think it was filled with Jewish people, or do you think there was no Jewish people?
He opened it up and he's like, ah, Achtung, Achtung, Achtung. And somebody went, oh, hello, welcome. You're from the future and stuff. Have some lockers. And he's like, no,
mine.
And he pulls it out. And he's just like, oh, you seem like a good boy. Yeah. Nine. This is hell for me. I'm such a white supremacist that, oh, this is hell. I'm the minority. Oh, yeah. My God. That would be a movie. He learns how to not be racist by becoming a minority in another dimension.
The action movie version of it is now he only has targets. It's just Jewish people. And he's like, oh, this is great.
So he just jumps on the first one and goes, and they're like, oh my God, so much biting with the thing and the eel. Like somebody throw a net on him and stuff. Oh, yes.
His complexion is perfect, but we can't handle him.
Oh, you should be so lucky. Oh, I thought you were a friend. Oh, my asthma. Oh, God. My wife's Jewish, so I can do that.
Yeah, I don't have any connection. I really wanted to.
So you're racist, and I'm just. Hilarious.
I didn't say anything.
You were.
My wife's Jewish too, but they were hiding it for decades. She just found out like a couple years ago. Anyways,
if Hitler had so Hitler's a monster. We all agree right then.
Yeah.
What would be his General Mills monster cereal?
Oh.
Is it not Frankenberries, not Count Chocula, not Blueberry. I mean, they'd be Hitler. It would be Hitler grams.
They'd be little.
I feel like it would be like
electricity
white,
bolts, right? Little lightning
like
bolts.
Hitler-o's.
White chocolate. It would be like a white chocolate pieces, right?
But what would the name be? I mean, Frankenberry is like a take on Frankenstein, and Count Chocula is Dracula. So Hitler would be Hitler's
electric bolts. I don't know.
What was it? Muesli or whatever. It could be like Hitlery. What was that?
Hitlery. Hitleroos. Hitlerberries. Off topic.
Cream Hitler of wheat. Hitler? What about cream of Hitler?
Cream of Hitler does not sound good. Want some cream of Hitler? That sounds like a thing, like a typing into Pornhub. I want cream of
cream
Hitler.
Of Hitler.
Get me a real cream of Hitler situation.
Hitler flakes?
No, they're just shaped like the mustache, so they just look like little squares.
Yeah.
Or rectangles.
Right.
They're black though. they look like Chex Mix, but they're black. And like, did you burn these? No, these are Hitleroos. Hitleroos. What the fucking oh, these are pretty good. Yeah, it makes the milk turn gray. Well, that's not appetizing. Hey, what did you expect from the world? The most history's greatest monster, Frankenberry and Count Chocula. Like Jesus Christ,
we're grouped with this man forever.
What the
now.
Hell? I mean, come on. Yeah.
What did we ever do?
Every Halloween, I've got to sit next to this guy on the shelf. And then my wife's Jewish. Frankenstein. I'm like, my God, what's going on? Blueberry, are you into this? No, I'm not into this at all. Well, how do you think I became a ghost, Hitler?
Well, I think like we're sort of at time here. Is there any kind of final little nuggets?
If you look at any of the stories of this, and there are other holes in the area that have stories from like Native American lore around there too. I'm just like, you know, we don't have shit figured out and we don't even know how the universe works and we don't know what we're doing here. So with that in mind, I think that there's gotta be some kind of just extra energy there that we don't know what we're dealing with. And to have people describing this black column, that's so fucking awesome. To me, it's got to be something in the realm of a parallel.
How would you even see that if it was like it's blacker than black, it's darker than black? What would that even look like to? How would you even register it? It would have to be something supernatural, and by supernatural, I mean like beyond the nature that we are known. It would have to be something that you've never seen before.
I feel like if you're seeing it, here's just like what I. This is the way I would conceptualize it. It would be like
a football,
like that the sun is glaring so hard. You know how like when the sun is shining too bright on you that you can't see like into shadows or whatever. I'll bet it's like that, where it's just like,
yeah,
I know that there's nothing there, but it feels like I can't see whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, I find that so fascinating. And like I said, here's the big, for the audience at home, like the bottomless pit well, or the bottomless pit, there's like, it's been in, like I mentioned, Amityville, the gate, I think there was like a hole in the back of the yard or something like that. There's like, are there any other movies? I mean, there's also like The Color of Space, I think, had some kind of deep well or whatever. But if there's any other things in pop culture, movies especially, possibly TV series or whatever, put it in the Discord, like, because I want to know more about that, because I'm fascinated by this concept.
The gate is a cool pull. Like, not a lot of people know about that, and it's like a fucking crazy movie.
Oh, I love it,
dude. Yeah, it's great.
There's a bit.
Well, I think there's one in Lair of the White Worm.
Oh yeah, yeah. Peter Capaldi, young Peter Capaldi is in that.
All right, well, shit. So go to, what's your Discord? What's the Shrub Home?
It's I don't know the address of it, but
I don't understand Discord. So
like underneath this window, if you're watching it on shrubhomevideo.com, yeah, like there's, go to our Discord. Go to, click in there, and if you've got any names of movies where there is the bottomless pit, anything, you know, let me know. I want to study more on this subject, because I find it very fascinating. I mean, I'll look at books and things like that, but I really like the cinematic take on it. Like, there's always some kind of creepiness to it, but mm-hmm. there's also kind of like the sci-fi. I would even put like Event Horizon up there too, even though it's not a hole in the world, it's a hole in space that goes through hell and comes out the other end. And the creepiness of going, and the back rooms is definitely kind of like this, oh, I accidentally left this universe and I'm now stuck somewhere else, and the horror of that is very fascinating to me. So anybody who's got that, check that out. And also, like, watch Shrub Home Video all weekend, and we're going to be repeating like everything that was happening. Saturday we were showing stuff all day long. We're probably showing stuff in between this stuff here at the beginning and after this during the day on Sunday, and then we're repeating the whole shebang Monday and Tuesday up until Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. This is happy our Halloween episode. I fucking
Do you guys have your costumes?
Oh man, I'm so far behind.
I wanted Moose to be General Zod, and for me and Shauna to be the other two.
So the other two,
he's in charge.
That'd be so funny. But
nobody wants to do it. I'm like, okay, fine.
Wade, what are you gonna do?
No, I mean, I have no ideas. I'm broke and lazy. So most of my outfits are just kind of like whatever I can come up with based on things around here. Right. I have nothing right now.
So I'll probably end up being either the man with the yellow hat or Santa.
Oh, okay.
What's Kate the man with the yellow hat?
From the Curious George.
Curious George.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's Curious George? Let me just find out. Is that on ESPN?
What
is there a ball involved in Curious George? Is there offense and defense? Huh?
I'm not the gossip girl.
Gossip girl?
I don't have a list.
Kate and I wanted to go as Harold and Maude, but I was going to be Maude and she was going to be Harold. I think that would actually work too good.
Might get a boner.
That Harold is a fine piece of ass.
If you're an old woman like me with a dick.
All right. Well, hey, Shrub, thank you for being here.
Hey, Randolph. How come no one ever calls you Randolph?
Two syllables, dude. Like,
true.
It's all about brevity.
But Willie.
Yeah, Robert's two syllables. But I mean,
Rob is one syllable.
Rob's one syllable, but Shrub's one syllable. I'd usually, most people call me Rob Shrub, so, but you can call me, you know, Shrub if you like, Randolph.
Okay, apparently I can, even though you just gave me a bunch of shit for it. I don't know. I feel like I've always called you Shrub.
No. I don't mind. I was not giving you shit because we Shrub. I was just noticing for the first time that you've called me Schraub for probably close to 2 decades, and I've never called you Randolph.
No one calls me Randolph.
That's Randolph! Randall! Fucking Randolph, man!
So you want to shorten it. Like,
get your shit out of your eyes, Randolph! Come on! Third base, Randolph! Let's go! Come on, steal that! Randolph, you piece of shit! Get the shit out of your ass, Randolph!
You don't know anything about me.
Randolph! Baseball? Defense, Randolph!
We didn't even have a baseball
fucking defense, Randolph! Where's the fucking shit in your eyes?
I play tennis and golf, man.
Get a foul! Love, man! Fucking love, Randolph! Where's the fucking love? Where's the love, Randolph? Fucking pieces, get the shit out of your eyes.
That's a good tennis quote or chant. Feel the love.
Where's the love? Where's the love, finally? Finally, get some love.
The love is zero. You start there. So it's...
You start there.
It's always there.
The love
there is
zero, and you start there. I don't have a lisp. I'm not the goth girl. Excuse me. The love is zero. And you're going to start there. Okay.
I feel like you can get canceled for this behavior. You better be
careful.
Not on
Schraub on video, man. I own the network.
Well, hey, listen, thank you for having us. Thank you for having us on your network for however many years, what, 2-3 years? I don't know.
I actually had a really good time. This is really fun. I love this
subject. Are you going to stick around and do the bonus, or do you got to go? You
can, but if you're just going to talk shit about me, I'm just...
You can stick around for like as long as you want. I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And
all right.
You
okay. That's cool.
You can bail at any point.
Can I grab a glass of water?
Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break.
Okay. Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll be talking to Schraub
fucking
about
Jesus Christ, offensive. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna excuse me. We're gonna take a break. We take a break in between our podcasts.
There's like not even any reason to fight it because it's just so off base. I don't even know where it's coming from.
There's no way
you're doing like a disco figure while you.
I'm trying to get the lens flare cooked up to my face so I look godly. Pew. This is what's happening. This is and the other side of Mel's hole, there's a black light coming out of my pinky.
What if the hole comes down and they just land on your finger?
Hmm. 6 days of winter.
Thanks everyone for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. We're gonna continue the conversation
without
on that
you
channel
unless with, you pay money.
Well, yeah.
Capitalists, fucking pig. Capitalist. I'm so broke, but people have to pay to listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy another truck for my ledge.
Right? They paid for our movie.
That's
so
right.
I can't like sports, but I also can't like dorky shit like toys.
You can like anything you want. That's why we're friends.
All right. We'll be back. Wait, I gotta just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you, so we'll see you next time.